Welcome to episode 222 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. The 28 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles provide a wide variety of compelling characters, both good and bad. Acts includes apostles, prophets, and miracle workers. It has giants in faith, both men and women. It has sorcerers and saints, deacons and deceivers, persecutors and philanthropists. From these men and women, we can learn much about how we ought to live for Christ. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Top 10 List.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 characters from the Book of Acts.
Number 1.
Philip the Evangelist. Philip the Evangelist, or Philip the Deacon, is one of the 7 chosen to care for the poor of the early church in Jerusalem. He preaches and performs miracles in Samaria. God uses him to witness to an Ethiopian eunuch, a member of the court of Candace, the Ethiopian queen. Philip finds this man sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah and trying to make sense of the prophet's words. Philip offers to explain. After being convinced by the explanation, the Ethiopian man is baptized. Immediately thereafter, the Spirit of the Lord carries Philip away to Azotus, where he continues to preach the gospel in towns from there to Caesarea. Later, Philip lives in Caesarea Maritima with 4 daughters who are all prophets. While he is there, he is visited by the Apostle Paul.
Number 2.
Barnabas, the son of encouragement. In the early days of the church, there is a Levite from Cyprus named Joses, whom the apostles call Barnabas. That nickname translates son of encouragement, or son of exhortation, and is likely given to him because of his inclination to serve others and willingness to do whatever the church leaders need. He's referred to as a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Throughout his ministry, a great number of people are brought to the Lord. He's one of the earliest Jews to spread the gospel outside Jerusalem. He invites Paul to Antioch, where they minister together before undertaking a missionary journey through Cyprus to the Turkish coast and over the mountains to the interior of Turkey. He and Paul have a falling out over his young cousin, John Mark. Mark abandons Paul and Barnabas during a mission trip. Barnabas disciples a younger man who later rejoins Paul in ministry and becomes one of the 4 gospel writers. Every church needs at least 1 Barnabas. If people who know you well were to give you a nickname, what would it be?
Number 3.
Stephen the Martyr. Stephen is introduced to the readers of Acts of the Apostles in Acts 6 as the first of 7 men selected to minister to the Greek widows among the Jerusalem church. In the very same chapter, he's accused of blasphemy and put on trial before the Jewish council. His defense is actually a testimony to the messianic claims of Jesus, for which he is martyred by the Jewish people. Stephen is a paragon of loyalty and the willingness to accept physical death over spiritual suicide.
Number 4.
Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila and his wife Priscilla run a small business in Corinth making tents. Aquila is Jewish and his wife is likely Roman from an upper-class family. After meeting and working with Paul, they become valued members of the apostles' missionary team. Paul is also a tent maker. This couple is a great example of people coming to God and dedicating themselves fully to his service.
Number 5.
Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira are a couple in the early church. They offer the apostles a sum of money they receive from selling land. They decide to donate just a portion of the money and retain some for themselves without telling anyone. However, when Ananias brings a donation to the apostles, he lies and tells them that they are receiving all of the profit from the transaction. Realizing the deception, Peter admonishes him for his lie to God. With this, Ananias drops dead. Sapphira, who is not present when this occurs, arrives sometime later, and she also lies. Like her husband, she too is struck dead. The story of the demise of this couple is told in contrast to the sincere generosity of Barnabas, who also has a property which he sells. He is honest in his transactions, unlike Ananias and Sapphira.
Number 6.
Apollos. Apollos is a Jew from Alexandria, Egypt, described as eloquent, mighty in the scriptures, fervent in the spirit, and instructed in the way of the Lord. In AD 54, he travels to Ephesus, where he teaches boldly in the synagogue. However, at that time, his understanding of the gospel is incomplete, since according to Acts 18 verse 25, he's acquainted only with the baptism of John. He may believe that Jesus of Nazareth is a Messiah, but he does not know the full magnitude of Jesus' death and resurrection. Aquila and Priscilla, friends of Paul, spend some time with Apollos and fill in the gaps in his understanding. Now armed with the complete message, he immediately begins a preaching ministry and is used by God as an effective apologist for the gospel. His magnetic personality causes some divisiveness, with some, especially in the church at Corinth, claiming him as their spiritual mentor, to the exclusion of Paul and Peter. Paul deals with this in a letter to the Corinthians. He asserts that Christ is not divided, and neither should we be. We cannot love personality over truth.
Number 7.
The Bereans. The Bereans are residents of the city of Berea in Macedonia. Paul and his companion Silas preach to them during Paul's second missionary journey. They are described in Acts 17 as more noble because of their willing reception of the word of God. Unlike the unbelieving Thessalonian Jews, the Bereans are eager to hear the gospel teaching. They examine what they hear by comparing it to the Old Testament scriptures, and many are converted. When Paul's enemies arrive from nearby Thessalonica, the Berean believers protect the apostle by getting him out of the region. After Paul's departure, Silas and Timothy, both members of the apostles' ministry team, remain in Berea. Why? The Bible does not explicitly say, but one reason is probably to give the Berean Christians a chance to obtain further instruction in the Christian faith.
Number 8.
Simon the Sorcerer. Simon the Sorcerer, sometimes referred to as Simon Magus or Simon of Gita, is mentioned by Luke in Acts 8. He appears in the wake of the newly established church in Samaria. Having entertained and amazed the people of Samaria with his magic, Simon gets baptized after hearing and seeing the disciple Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Simon then begins to follow Philip around everywhere. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon the Samaritans. Later, the apostles Peter and John arrive, at which time the Spirit does come upon the believers. Simon witnesses this event and offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." At this point, Peter strongly reprimands Simon for his greed and states that he needs to repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. Fearful of the apostles' words, Simon pleads with Peter to pray to the Lord on his behalf.
Number 9.
Lydia, seller of purple. Originally from Thyatira in Asia Minor, Lydia is an agent of the lucrative dye and fabric industry based in that city. Thyatiran purple is renowned throughout the empire and reserved for emperors and other high-ranking officials. Lydia runs her business from Philippi in Macedonia, a Roman colony for retired politicians and military leaders. She moves among and does business with the rich and powerful of Rome. She's a Gentile attracted to the God of the Jewish scriptures. Once converted to Christianity, she makes her home and money available to Paul and his ministry team.
Number 10.
Ananias from Damascus. Ananias is a disciple in the early church living in the city of Damascus. The Lord instructs him to assist Saul, the man whom we know by his Roman name, Paul. At the time, Saul is on a mission to persecute Christians. Ananias is afraid of him, but he obeys God's instructions. He lays hands on Saul and in so doing participates in the conversion experience of the man who becomes Christianity's greatest early apostle. Father, thank you for the lessons we learned from the various characters featured in the Acts of the Apostles. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.